Father God, we thank you for this amazing event in the life of Jesus and Jairus. We pray now that we will learn from that event. Teach us about faith, what it means to trust in you. Amen. Please do sit down. It might be handy if you opened up one of the Bibles in the pews to chapter 8. We're looking at verse 40 onwards. We're looking at this event where Jairus encounters Jesus. But as a part of my prep for today, I decided to look and see what Google says about the word faith. I looked for some definitions, and this is what came up. First answer, faith is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Second one, straight underneath, faith is a strong belief in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. Don't know what you make of those. I like the first one because it's talking about trust, and I think that's what the Bible thinks of when we talk about faith. It's about trusting God. The second one I'm less happy with. First of all, it seems to suggest that proof is not important at all. But I think that we do need a certain level of proof if we're to believe in Jesus, if we're to put our trust in him. After all, the end of John's Gospel says these things are written that we might believe and have confidence, and by believing have life in his name. It also uses the word belief, which is a good word, but sometimes I come across people and they think that Christianity is all about believing in the existence of God. Christian faith is far more than that. It's about trust. I'm going to think about faith today as we see what happens between Jairus and Jesus. So this morning we're going to be thinking about faith. And Jairus was a religious man. He was an important man in the synagogue, but he found his faith being pushed to the limit as he discovered his 12-year-old daughter lay dying. Just picture the scene for a moment. You've got Jesus arriving on a boat. He's sailed across the Sea of Galilee with his disciples. And as he comes out of the boat, there's this huge crowd there welcoming him. And through this crowd welcoming him comes Jairus. And we start to learn about Jairus. First of all, he is a man who is desperate. His little daughter is dying, and so he falls down on his knees. Now, he's an important man. He's a prominent member of the community. So he shows great humility to fall down at the feet of Jesus. And this shows that he is a man of faith. He truly believes that Jesus can do something for his daughter. And that is really, really good. But Jesus is going to push his faith, develop it, and help him to see that faith is even bigger than that. And we see that because Jairus says to Jesus, "Come, my little daughter is dying, come with me." And Jesus says, "Yes, let's go." But they haven't gone very far when suddenly Jesus stops, because somebody has touched him. Just imagine Jairus. He is desperate. He's probably feeling pretty impatient. "Come on, Jesus. There's no time to lose. If my daughter dies, it'll all be for nothing. You've got to move it." And yet, here we have Jesus taking his time. "Oh, somebody touched me. No problem. We've got time to wait." I think our first lesson then that we learn is that true faith requires patience. True faith requires patience. One thing I often notice when I read the Bible is how God works his own time scale, not to our time scale. We see that particularly in the life of Abraham, where God has promised that he will have a child who will inherit the promises of God. And yet, I can't remember, it's a couple of decades, I think, until the child appears. True faith requires patience. Now, I myself am very impatient. I want my prayers answered quickly. And if I don't get immediate answers, I can start to doubt God's goodness. But in the Bible, faith is continuing to trust in God despite there being a delay. Last autumn, our home groups here looked at the prayer course, a really, really good course. And what we learned there is that, yes, sometimes God answers our prayers quickly. And we rejoice. It's marvellous. Sometimes, of course, God says no, and we've got to learn to trust him. Because God will be saying no, well, all of us who have had children know that when the child comes and wants a second biscuit, we might say, no, that's not good for you. Sometimes the answer will be no. But sometimes the answer is not yet. And what we have to do there, it might be hard, is learn to trust God during the delay. And this is what Jairus is having to do. He's got to trust that Jesus knows what he's doing. He's got to trust that even if there's a delay, even if this little girl dies, he can still trust Jesus. And that can be hard. I mean, am I the only one who finds waiting difficult? Waiting for God to answer prayers? I'm sure I'm not. When I was a teenager, I wanted a denim jacket. And I asked my mum, can I have a denim jacket? It seemed a reasonable thing to ask. My mum at that stage provided all my clothes. And she says, well, I'll tell you what. Yes, you can have a denim jacket. Yes. But you're going to have to wait. Wait until you've saved up half the money. Now, a few kind of thoughts, oh, that's ridiculous. All these other mums are buying their kids' jackets. But obviously, looking back, I valued that jacket because of the weight. I valued the jacket because I had to put some money towards it. And I learned a lot about, well, the end experience was far better. And often God does this for us. We learn to trust him more during the waiting. He's not a meanie. He knows what is best for us. There will be a reason. We just have to trust Jesus more. Well, there's another lesson going on, though. Because this is not just about Jairus. He's encountering Jesus, but there's someone else, and it's this woman who has caused the delay. She's a very sick woman. She's been ill for 12 years, the same age as the daughter of Jairus, and nobody's been able to do anything about it. So in desperation, she comes to Jesus. But she doesn't want to create a fuss. She knows she's unclean, so she just comes up and thinks, well, maybe if I just touch his cloak, I won't bother anyone and I'll be healed. So we have to think, why does the woman do that? She touches the cloak of Jesus because she knows Jesus can help her. But at the same time, it can be a bit of a muddled faith, can't it? There's a slight danger that Jesus is wearing a magic coat. So the second lesson we have to learn is that true faith is not superstitious. True faith is not superstitious. I wonder, how might we turn faith into superstition? Are we a little bit like that woman, maybe thinking it's just touching the cloak of Jesus? We had a wonderful baptism at 9:30. And one of the things I just pointed out is, this is marvellous, but the water is a symbol. The water in itself, being splashed on us, does not make us a Christian, does not save us. It's the faith that the water symbolises that is important. But too often we can take something good like baptism and think, well, I was baptised as a child, I don't really have to worry about God for the next 70 years, but he'll accept me in any way because, of course, I was baptised. Or take this chap that my wife Lisa met many years ago. He was a caretaker at a school she was working at, and she describes him as being a rather foul-mouthed, awful person who was quite nasty, but he went to Mass every Sunday, and therefore he was okay with God. He didn't want to know God, he didn't want to show faith in God, but he took Mass. And again, we can take something good like the bread and the wine and turn it into something magical, as if, oh well, I've had that, therefore I'm okay. But no, Jesus says it's the faith, it's what these symbolise that's important. We feed on Christ by faith. So baptism and communion, very important, but it's the faith that's important. And so Jesus wants to teach this woman and all the people watching, that this is what's going on. It is your faith that has saved you, not my magic coat. Sometimes I think in our prayers we can worry why we haven't been answered. Well, maybe I said the prayer wrong. Maybe if I get the form of the words right. No, God's heard what we've asked. It doesn't matter how we ask, as long as we ask and as long as we have trust. But what is wonderful as well, what does Jesus say to this woman who is healed? Daughter, your faith has healed you. Daughter, it's a relationship of family. This woman is no longer an outsider. She has come, she's put her faith in Jesus, and he now calls her daughter. We enter this beautiful relationship with God when we come in faith. A parental child relationship. So it's not about superstition, it's about knowing Jesus as Lord, trusting him. Well, the story moves on, and devastating news arrives. You can imagine Jairus just thinking, why, oh why, Jesus, did you not hurry up? You could have come back to this sick woman later. Because the messenger comes and says, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher anymore? And the final point is, true faith is trusting Jesus even when the darkness falls. We all know darkness in our life, and it makes us sometimes want to give up. And it's interesting what this messenger says. Your daughter is dead, why bother the teacher anymore? But Jesus says, no, keep on trusting, and all will be okay. Don't be afraid, just believe. Now I think Jairus there represents us. He's got a choice. He can listen to the voice of the messenger. Don't bother with Jesus anymore. It hasn't worked out. He was too slow. Forget it. And we sometimes, when we have to wait, think, somebody will say, oh, don't bother with Christianity anymore. You can't go on trusting a God. Abandon it. Or we can listen to the voice of Jesus. Yes, the darkness has fallen. But don't be afraid. Just believe. And then we see this wonderful miracle as Jesus goes into the house. Everybody knows she's dead, but to Jesus, death is but sleep. She's asleep. Little girl, I say to you, get up. And the dead girl is raised from the dead, back to life, showing the amazing power of Jesus over death. But for Jairus, this has happened because he did not say, no, Jesus, don't need you anymore. He said, yes, Jesus, even now, in the face of death, I will trust you. And his faith was rewarded. When the darkness falls, we need to keep on trusting God. He doesn't promise to cure every sickness, but he cures some sicknesses. But the one thing he has promised to each and every one of us is that if we put our trust in him and his death on the cross, he will raise us to life. And we will go to be with him in his eternal kingdom. Death has been conquered by Jesus. We see it in the raising of Jairus' daughter, in the raising of Lazarus, in the raising of Jesus himself. And all who trust in Jesus will have eternal life because he has taken away the sin of the world when he died on the cross. That is an unconditional promise. The other unconditional promise is that he will walk with us through all the darkness of this world. And if we don't receive healing for a particular illness, he's still with us. In fact, we will be healed. It'll just be delayed until the kingdom comes in its fullness. But Jesus says, don't be afraid. Keep on trusting. The bread and wine. Jesus took those elements and he said, this is going to be a new covenant. When you come in faith and receive of the bread and the wine, you know that you are a child of God. And if you receive in faith, you will live forever in a perfect relationship with Jesus, son, daughter, forever in his kingdom. So friends, we all face trials in life. Some things don't always make sense in life. We can get impatient when it appears our prayers are not being answered quickly. But let's not listen to those who say, give up. Listen to Jesus. Don't be afraid. Keep on believing, and you'll be with me in the kingdom. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that Jairus held on to you when the darkness fell. Help us to do the same. Faith is not about being superstitious. Faith is about patiently putting our trust in you. And even if there's a delay, just holding on, knowing that one day we will be truly rewarded as we're welcomed into your kingdom. And even now, Lord, you call us sons and daughters if we trust in you. And you will walk with us, and you will do amazing things in this life as well as the life to come. Help us to not be afraid, just believe. Amen.